sitting back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Monday, August 4th, 2025 edition. Well, slowly but surely heading our way up north, MERS News Service is looking at state Senate districts ahead of next year's election. Just two seats, Senate District 29 and 30. Well, 29 is interesting because that is going to be for the term-limited Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. Looking like a three-person Democratic primary battle, where there is a previous Kent County Commissioner, Ivan Diaz, the race's outspoken progressive underdog, vehement campaigner, State Representative Phil Skaggs, Democrat of Grand Rapids, and State Representative Kristen Grant, Democrat of Grand Rapids as well. This interest of hers in the seat has become an open secret in Lansing. Skaggs spent more than 7 years as a legislative director to former State Representative David LeGrand, Grand Rapids' current mayor, and LeGrand's predecessor in the House. Additionally, serving as a Greater Grand Rapids regional organizer for the Michigan Democratic Party, East Grand Rapids City Commissioner, and a Kent County Commissioner. One insider in Lansing who spoke with MERS describes Skaggs as an unafraid to throw an impactful punch type of candidate. Well, Diaz, the other Kent County commissioner looking at the seat, has been backed by Jose Flores. He's an editor-in-chief of La Voz magazine, a Grand Rapids-based bilingual publication. And the two attempt to tap into the area's Black and Hispanic communities that could stir up the primary pot. However, the district's Hispanic majority neighborhoods don't often turn out in large numbers during elections. Diaz has been a registered candidate since summer of 2023, but only has $1,379 cash on hand, according to the most recent filing report just a week ago Friday. Skaggs, the second-term representative, has $10,600 in his Senate account after announcing his bid just before the 4th of July holiday. Grant is a Grand Rapids-based real estate developer and investor, and one of the potential candidates that might get into the race, Christian Grant. Her entire house district is the 82nd, and it is encompassed by Brinks District. She won her first ever house primary summer of 2022 by just 52 votes. So it's going to be very interesting who gets to replace Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks in the 29th Senate District. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petit.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the second segment, hour number three. Tomorrow is an election day. 96 local money-related ballot proposals will be in front of voters across the state of Michigan tomorrow. with the biggest ass coming out of three Metro Detroit communities. Romulus Community Schools are seeking a $153 million bond, followed by bond requests in Livonia and Novi. Both of them want to replace firehouses. $150 million and $120 million apiece for a new firehouse. $150 million and $120 million. Well, since August of 2017, odd-year elections have been very light turnout for many money-related local ballot proposals. 71 in 2023, only 63 in 2021, 104 in 2019, and 112 in 2017. Between 85 and 90% of local odd year August money requests have been passed. Now, tomorrow, Tuesday's election, 96 local ballot proposals, 27 deal with schools, 20 with fire departments, and 10 with roads, along with a couple for libraries and other ask of local municipalities. Houghton County is looking to drop the 2.5 mil tax rate down to 2.1, which equates to 1 mil is $1 for every $1,000 a piece of property is worth. The drop is coming from funding that pays for a local community medical facility that is almost paid off. Down in Allegan County, Lake Town Township, is looking to drop their 2 mil tax rate for a road maintenance of 1.5 mils in order to give them an increase of 0.5% to their fire department. Nearby Van Buren County succeeded in passing a similar tax decrease increase swap last year. Now, of the 96 requests across the state, 18 are bonding issues. Here in Antrim County, Elk Rapids, as well as Galesburg Charleston Township Memorial, they want more money for libraries. Houghton wants $32 million for a new county jail. Folks in Meridian Township in Ingham County are looking for $20 million to build a senior center. $20 million for bond to build a senior center. The rest of the bonding issues are all school related. Now, you have to ask yourself a very simple question, folks. Why is it that 85 to 90% of these odd year August ballot proposals, whether it's a bond, whether it's a tax increase on your property taxes, why do they pass at such a high rate? Is it that people are just too busy to go and vote? And only the very hardcore, usually tax and spend liberals get out to vote? Where are the Republican parties informing people about these elections, about these money asks? 85 to 90% of local odd year August money requests have passed. Going back just the last 8 years alone. Now, it's kind of interesting, because millage restorations because of having the area property taxes reduced by the Headley Amendment, are making up 28% of the total local ballot measures. The largest millage restoration is coming out of Ypsilanti Township. It would raise basically $11 million for local police. Fire departments making up 25% of the renewals, with schools and roads making up 18%. Now, up in the UP, down in the county of Menominee, they're looking to allow nine recreational marijuana retailers to come into the city. Nine. We just did a story last week, I believe, or the week before, where the marijuana retail industry is basically going under here in the state of Michigan. Due to competition, supply and demand, forced to lower their prices in order to compete against other retailers, along with now the governor pushing for a new wholesale tax on marijuana as part of her road funding plan. Well, we'll see how this vote goes in Menominee tomorrow. Some other votes, just going on with the rest of this story. Rezoning, turning agricultural areas into residential in Grayton Township. And in Lansing, they're looking to extend the Lansing Electric Utility Company, renew their license for another 30 years. So if you don't know if you've got an election tomorrow, call your local clerk, your local city, village, or township, and find out if there's an election in your area for tomorrow. That's what you should do to get directly to your local clerk, actually where you would go and vote. Now, very interesting story popped up on Friday afternoon. A slight majority of local officials, 51%, believe Michigan is on the wrong track. But the number is lower compared to the 2023, 2 years ago track, which came in at 59%. One of the things that you're looking at is the numbers regarding COVID back in 2020. Right direction numbers for the state are slowly starting to improve since the poll's low water mark in 2021. Well, this year, 2025, 32% of local officials believe the state is going in the right direction. It's a slight improvement from 30% in 23 and 23% in 2021. Overall, 17% are unsure of the direction at this point, which is a jump from 11% just 2 years ago. The partisan gap among local officials who responded to the survey remains wide. Among self-identified Republican local leaders, 20% say the state is only 20% going in the right direction. Independents say 35% going in the right direction. Meanwhile, 70% of the Democratic local officials believe we are going in the right direction. However, it's down from 85% just 2 years ago. Local leaders' assessment of the governor's performance remains somewhat stable. This year, 30% local leaders statewide rate Whitmer's performance as excellent or good, which is essentially unchanged since 2021. One of the things, though, is assessments of the Michigan legislature. They remain low, but slightly improved. 18% of local leaders believe Michigan's legislature is doing a good job. However, 48% plurality say they're only doing a fair job. When you add those two together, it's actually up. Now, here is the point. Local leaders talking with, for example, your board of commissioners, your local clerks, your local treasurers, drain commissioners, that's basically who they polled in this poll. But how does that equate to the general public? That's the question they didn't answer. Because, honestly, a lot of people at this point probably aren't able to answer that question other than party lines. With Governor Gretchen Whitmer being the governor, Democrats in control of the Senate, if you ask a Democrat, they would, just a regular citizen, they would probably say we're going in the right direction. With the Republicans only controlling the House, if you ask a Republican, they'd probably say it's not going in a good direction. Well, it's all going to come down, folks, to next year's 2026 midterm elections. Every poll, every indicator is showing that this is going to be a huge election in the state of Michigan next year. And right now, starting at the top of the ticket, governor's races are going to be very interesting, especially because of the independent race that Mike Duggan is running, the mayor of Detroit. Very interesting effect on what he could end up having on the two-party system next year. But on the Republican side for U.S. Senate, Donald Trump has officially endorsed Mike Rogers. That endorsement on its own is probably going to be where he is the candidate most likely, possibly, unopposed in the primary. If somebody to get into that race, they're going to have to be self-funding and understand that Rogers will not debate them before next August primary. Sorry, I got the president's endorsement. I'm going to win the primary. I'm not going to debate you. He won't be running any ads. He won't be going on any talk shows, even though he told me he would when I attended the first congressional district event last week. He did say on Wednesday night he would come on the show. Yeah, it's not going to happen. He's going to lay low and basically run a Joe Biden in the basement campaign and get the primary victory next August. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.